Good morning. It is the weekday wake up, Swift 98 and the Spur. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI radio network. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. And Sierra Mitchell is in studio with me today with the Afton Food Pantry. Does so much for food banks around Wyoming, of course, with the Wyoming Hunger Initiative as well. Good morning, Sierra. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always a pleasure to have you in studio today. First off, Sierra, can we just say for me and the whole community, just say thank you for everything you do. Because it really is, I don't know how you do it, how you keep up with everything else you have going on, but then to take care of all these hunger needs too, it's pretty impressive. And thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Duke. I kind of love it. And most people know that. And also, I figure I'll sleep when I'm dead. So if I can give my time to help another, that's what I'm going to do.
Perfect. Well, let's start off with the Afton Food Pantry and this drive-up mobile food distribution coming up on May 21st. That's a Saturday. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are super excited to host a drive-up mobile food pantry. A lot of people aren't familiar with it, but we've hosted it now for the last 3 years. A semi comes in from the Food Bank of Wyoming with a lot of different food options. They're going to drop it in the parking lot at the high school, and we're going to just give it out. What is super cool about this program is there's no paperwork. All we're going to ask is a name and your demographic, and we're going to send you for some of the food that gets given to us. Now, we have no idea what kind of food comes, but they like to focus a lot on fresh produce and dairy product. And last year, I know we had milk. And so the semi-load comes into town, gives us the food, and we are hoping a whole lot of people show up. Duke, if you saw, we have food for 500 families. Now, once that food hits the ground, it's property of the Afton Food Pantry. So if people don't show up, I have to load up all that food, take it to the food pantry, and eventually try to give it out. This is just another way to dump food into our community during this time.
So the thing I like about it is there's no questions asked other than the few that you mentioned, but you just show up and you take what you need.
You right? just show up. Yep. Just please come. We're going to be opening the gates at the high school. We're going to host it in the parking lot because the high school parking lot gives us an opportunity to get everyone in one gate and out the other and avoid some traffic. And we're going to just ask you a quick question or two, and then we're going to send you in your car through the food line and out you go. We don't ask questions. We're just dumping food into our community and a lot of food. It's going to be a lot of food. Please come. You're actually doing us a bigger favor by coming because we don't want to be sitting on this product. And especially this time of the year, graduation, there's expenses involved for students. We know the SNAP benefit program has gone back to regular SNAP benefits for families. During COVID, they increased how much they were giving a family for food. And also, as we brace for the next school year, which none of us want to think about, but we have to pay for lunches next year. So this is just another way to dump extra food into our community during this time. So anyone is welcome. Please come. You can take multiple boxes. You can pick up for other people. We just need you to show up, people. May 21st, 11 to 1 at the Star Valley High School parking lot.
Well, I can't say it any better than what you just did. So be sure to be there this upcoming Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Star Valley High School parking lot. That's a lot of work. Do you need volunteers, or are you pretty much set to help with this?
Well, you know, the Afton Food Pantry is really good at a few things. Trying to give people food and securing volunteers. We actually have a lot of helping hands thanks to the girls' soccer team and Coach Zeke, who recruited them. Nice. And we're hoping to see our county commissioners and some of our town council. No pressure. Town council or county commissioners, because you've been invited to come help us.
Sierra Mitchell with the Afton Food Pantry. Let's talk about this TFAP program now that the pantry's taking over. First off, just tell us what this is. What is TFAP?
Yeah, this is a program already going, but the Afton Food Pantry is new to hosting it. A lot of individuals know this TFAP program by the name Commodities. It started during the Great Depression when communities weren't able to get things like bread and some meat and some milk into their community. So it's been around for very long time, but currently it's been hosted by the Salt River Senior Citizen Center. And due to just lack of help and some logistics and some other things going on, they reached out to us to take on this program. And we are all about making sure families are receiving food that they need. And sadly, our numbers are on the rise of families that are in need. And we still continue to serve elderly more than anybody else. So when we were approached about taking this program on after a lot of heartfelt conversations and figuring out if our building could even take on another program, we said yes. So the official name of this program is shifting to the word TFAP because the government loves their acronyms. And it stands for the Emergency Food Assistance Program. Now, because this is a government program and it's funded and hosted by the USDA, there are income requirements for this program for a family or an individual to receive it. So we will be hosting this TFAP program the first Tuesday of every month. So people can always bank that first Tuesday of the month. The Afton Food Pantry will be open and will be open from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that is a change of what's been hosting the hosting time before, because it was during the afternoon. But because of the two neighboring businesses that were sandwiched in between at the pantry, we don't want to step on their toes. So we are going to offer this from 5:30 to 7:30 at night, drive-through format, just the same way we do our Thursday night food pantry. And those that are income eligible, which we can talk about where you can find all that information out at, can come and receive extra food. Now, once again, this is a government program, so there is paperwork involved separate from the pantry. And also, we have no clue what kind of food comes either. It just gets sent to us on Tuesday mornings. That first Tuesday of the month, we receive the food. It's anywhere from 2 to 6 different items, but they like to include canned items and fresh and some frozen. But I don't have a clue what's coming, Duke. It's like Christmas.
You don't make the rules. You just give it out,
right? I'm just allowed to give it out following the government rules, which we are going to make sure we don't upset the government. And so we do have to make sure the proper paperwork is in place. But first Tuesday of every month, if you income qualify with the guidelines, come. It's an extra way to get extra food from us. And we're excited about this program, even though it has now put our building at capacity, which we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, that really, really puts some pressure on the seams, doesn't it? And that's starting pretty much the first Tuesday or the second Tuesday in June, right? June 7th?
June 7th. That's right. That's when our first night will be. Bear with us as we figure it all out together, the logistics. It'll take us a little bit to figure it out, but we are excited to host it. We're excited to dump extra food into the community for those that need it. So first Tuesday of every month, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Afton Food Pantry.
Another great offering at the Afton Food Pantry. Sierra Mitchell in studio today on the Weekday Wake Up. Sierra, just a final note here. Current needs of the food pantry. I saw on the big Facebook that right now is a kind of a critical time for meat and protein. Is that right?
Yeah. People don't realize our numbers are double what they should be this time of the year. And that's because of so many different components. And as we know this weather, I might have jumped the gun by planting my garden too early. We'll see if it makes it. But because of so many different things going on in our economy right now, our numbers are double, and that means we're pumping out more food to families than we're used to at this time of the year. Sadly, we have gone through all of our meat, including those hunters that gave a game animal. So meat donation is great. Monetary donations are always great. And as we take on this TFAP program, we're about to go through a whole lot of plastic bags. And as we've talked, Duke, we all have that drawer. We have the drawer that is bursting with plastic bags. Please drop them. Hang them on the door at the food pantry. Drop them at the town hall. We need your plastic bags, people. It's one thing we go through the most at the pantry. Also, volunteers. We are all volunteer-based. We need people to step up and help us, especially in the summer when we all want to play. I get it, but we still got to feed families in our community. So please reach out to us via our Facebook page, our website, aftonfoodpantry.com, or you can stop in the town hall. You can stop at the library and gather some more information from us. But we need help, plastic bags, meat. As you garden, please consider planting an extra row for the Grow a Little Extra program and donating the produce. Because for the first time ever, Duke, it's been the craziest thing this year. Some fresh food is now cheaper than the actual canned food. So we just bought fresh carrots that were cheaper than canned carrots at the grocery store because of the inflation that we're all putting up with. It has affected our food pantry tremendously, especially the cost of goods. So not only are we serving higher numbers, but the food costs of us having to buy it have gone up significantly. So any kind of donation to the pantry, monetary, food, meat, growing produce, dropping off fresh eggs, plastic bags, it all helps. And volunteers, we need you to step up, help us get through the next few months, especially as we take on this extra program. We'll need more hands to serve those in need.
Find AftonFoodPantry.com. And Sierra, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Duke.